Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Hillary, Darby, and Sam representing the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee and its new collaboration with SDA. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Sitka Youth Leadership Committee, this has been an entity that's been around for over a decade now. How did it get started? What was its original purpose?
Yeah, so it began about 11 years ago now at the first Lead On Conference, which is a youth conference in Anchorage. Basically, the original goal of the group stemmed out of a need that students were expressing to build like better relationships among high schools in Sitka. So they perceived a division between Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High School, and so they wanted to create a group that would address that those issues. And since then, it's expanded to look at relationships as on multiple different levels, in the individual level and the societal level.
So I assume from the title alone, it's a student-driven initiative, mm-hmm. that it's started as a way to make a bridge over the bridge, mm-hmm. Between these different schools. And you guys are picking the topics, correct, Darby? So how long have you been a part of the committee? Why were you in it in the first place?
So I've been in Silk for about 2 years now, and I joined from a personal connection. So I'd been hearing about Silk from my father, and then one of my friends at school recommended, you know, joining the group and filling out an application.
Excellent. And it's been a good decision?
Oh, it definitely has. No, excellent. The amount that I've learned in just the short amount of time I've been in the group has really been amazing.
And what school do you attend? What year are you at?
I go to Sitka High School, and I'm a sophomore currently.
All right. So are you planning to be a part of the committee through the rest of your high school tenure?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. And Hillary, you're here representing STA, and this is a new partnership that's come in. How new is this partnership between STA and Silk?
The partnership started in September, so just a few months, and it's been really eye-opening for me too, with my role and just as an individual. So we've been able to work with Silk, and we're sharing a space at our new Siganaka building with the Gajaheen dancers. That's been pretty amazing. It's a great little spot that both groups get to utilize.
Excellent. So what was and the hope between having STA more specifically involved is just, again, to try to bring mm-hmm. a better cross-section of the community?
Yeah, just to share, I guess, resources and have me and kind of like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a
collaboration?
Yeah, collaborative kind of thing. Okay. It's still pretty new, and I'm still kind of learning what it all looks like.
Yeah.
But it's been really exciting.
Yeah, it's just happened since, yeah, just a couple months, but mm-hmm. it makes sense. I mean, just trying to get as many different mm-hmm. people as possible in. So how many people do make up the Silk Committee?
So right now in Silk, we have a total of 9 members, and right now we're kind of looking to diversify the group. So a large amount of the members are from Mount Edgecombe High School, mm-hmm. and our kind of goal is to have, you know, all levels of Sitka youth represented. So we're looking for more Pacific High students. We don't have any at the moment, and then we only have 2 students from Sitka High School. So we're trying to look to get all those experiences culminated into that one group.
Excellent. And this is a group, just so people, if they're interested, to know what they're getting into. What sort of meetings do you have? What do they look like? Do you have any set goals that you have to fulfill, or is it kind of open wide for opportunity?
So we have weekly meetings, and then every time we're going to have a different agenda. So we start by just doing a simple check-in, seeing how everyone's weeks are going, and then we'll move into business. So that'll either be preparing for any events that we have coming up. For example, last year we had a youth panel on equity and diversity, which is something that took a lot of prep work during meetings. And then we also use it to work on any new campaigns that we're formulating.
Okay. And since it's still the beginning of the school year, this is still this is a good time for people to come into the committee. It's still,
yes,
being formed.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. We don't even have our campaigns yet. Our Silk members are going to get those when they go to the Lead On conference, which is actually this weekend. But I would definitely recommend joining earlier on the year. It's easier to kind of get a handle on what you're getting into, mm-hmm. and become a, you know, good member of the group.
Excellent. So how does one become a member of Silk? Where can they go for more information about this whole organization?
So you can go to sickayouthleadership.com, and you can find an application there, an online application, some more information about the group. You can also look through our different campaigns and our history. Mm-hmm. But also, if you know a person who's in Silk, Darby is an example of one, you can contact them and they can get you an application.
Cool. And it's once you're in, you're in. This is not like you don't have to reapply every year. If it's something you're interested in, you can be a part of it.
Yes.
Excellent. So is there, for this lead-on conference, are there going to be members, is it the whole committee who's going to be going to this conference?
It's a large portion of it, okay. So I think there's around six.
Yeah, it's five, I think.
Five okay. Students are going, so a large amount of us will be represented at the lead-on program up in Anchorage, and then we'll be presenting some of our past campaigns up mm-hmm. there, and then just hoping to gain more knowledge from other youth groups, and then hopefully formulate what our plan throughout the rest of this year will be. So we'll get some ideas for new campaigns to launch throughout the year of 2019 and 2020.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Do you have any ideas or hopes on what that might be?
So at our last weekend workshop, we actually did what we do every year, like our needs assessment, which is like a we spend about an hour and a half as a group talking about what youth are facing, what struggles that they're facing, what current messages they're receiving that perpetuate mm-hmm. these struggles. And then we have more of like a visionary conversation about like what kind of messages do we want youth to be hearing? And this conversation is entirely youth-led and driven. And so a lot of really interesting ideas and topics were discussed during this meeting. And so that kind of got the group prepped for lead on with the hope of like nailing down more specific goals.
Excellent. And as you said earlier, lead on is where this whole thing kind of originated
yes.
from. So this is, it's a great way, I guess these different youth leaderships, it's getting conversations together with all the youth of the community to conversations that you actually want to talk about, matters that are actually important to you. And mm-hmm. then to have it bring back again to communicate with even more youth throughout the state. That's a pretty awesome network of driven and caring people. Has there ever been have you ever experienced any pushback or any like kind of tough situations with the group, or has it's always been pretty everyone's kind of in the mindset of like we're getting together to do good things together,
like within the group?
Yeah, or even within the community, has it always been a hopeful thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely been different sorts of reactions in the community to the group. I think a lot of times, like, bringing up difficult conversations about things that are ordinarily swept under the rug mm-hmm. can be challenging for people to confront in different ways. And so that's, I think, an ongoing and continued struggle is to find ways to, you know, allow to elevate youth voices and mm-hmm. allow things to be discussed that aren't ordinarily discussed without, you know, alienating people or like causing controversy.
Yeah.
But inevitably controversy follows that.
Yeah. But yeah, the hard topics are sometimes the most important ones. So mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing to have a group of people, a whole dozen of you who are focused in having these hard conversations and bringing the rest of us in to talk about it as well. So again, we're talking about the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee and its new collaboration with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. And how often, you said the meetings happen once a week and then a monthly, more intensive. When is the next meeting? Do you have, and do you have a deadline for when these applications are due in?
So our next monthly meeting, we don't have the date set out quite yet. We're going to aim for probably early December-ish,
okay.
I would say, as far as the weekend workshop goes. And then it's just the continuation of the Wednesday meetings on a weekly basis. So we'd recommend if you're thinking about applying, filling out an application, and sending it in relatively soon, mm-hmm. joining later in the year is totally fine. That's what I did. But personally, I think it's a little bit easier to join earlier on, and then you can get more of a feel for the group.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And is there a hard deadline for these applications, or is it?
No, there's no hard deadline, and we accept applications at any time. Just some will be put on a waiting list, and you know we'll continue to look at applications from the previous year or the next year. So we'll always hold on to your application and refer back to it.
Excellent. And those applications, either in person from current committee members or from sitkayouthleadership.com, where they can find more information. Excellent. Sounds like some pretty incredible stuff that you guys have working on, and hopefully you'll be bringing some great new ideas back from the Lead On Committee, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you soon. Thanks, all of you, again, for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.